traditional unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam Nation, and were casting out to the lands of the Squamish and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations as well in this city, which lots of people know as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, but which is not that at all. And you know what time it is? It's noon on Monday. It's time for Lethal Refresh. We're bringing you new music every week, along with pertinent observations about the worlds of finance, commerce, media, film and television, fashion, quick service restaurants, cosmology, outer space, new technologies. All of those things fall within our wheelhouse, and we appreciate the trust you have in us here at Lethal to provide you the insight that you so crave. My name is B. I will be joined by other co-hosts soon, I'm led to believe, but in the interest of this being a conversation, a constantly evolving media landscape, no one is here except for me. So I'm going to play a couple tracks. Selfishly, I'm going to play my tracks first because that's what I'm allowed to do. The sun is shining. I feel like my brain is starting to defrost just a little bit. Maybe you feel the same. I certainly, you know, people always say, oh, get outside, go exercise. And I have kind of a pessimistic view on that. At least for myself, I tend to feel like, oh, that doesn't really work for me. I don't really get that much of a rush or much serotonin from working out. Hey. I was just saying, historically, I feel like people are always like, oh, get outside, exercise makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. But I've not thought that to be true. I feel like, whoa, I'm just like, for me personally, like chemically, I'm just not there. That being said, yesterday I hiked Deep Cove.
Oh my goodness.
The Quarry Rock Trail, and felt so utterly serene afterwards.
That's one thing that Jay and I have been like saying for a year. Like, we're going to do that. We're going to get out there.
It was actually a parade of pooches. There were many, many dogs. There were extremely cute dogs.
I went to a dog beach.
Oh, yeah. This weekend. They got beaches for dogs.
They do have beaches
for dogs. Is that just a normal beach that smells like pee?
Yes, but also they've got litter boxes for the kids.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's very forward thinking.
It is very forward thinking. And I had a really good hot chocolate. I watched some dogs.
That sounds good. Yeah. Well, I've got some somewhat sunny tracks. We have a bit of a backlog because there was no show last week.
So. Any deep cuts for Deep Cove?
I have extremely surface level cuts for Deep Cove because they are so new that they have barely scratched the freaking surface.
They've even broken the barrier yet.
Not even. I'm going to start with this Frost Children track.
Yippee!
And we're going to go from there. We got music from Burial Etiquette, KFC Murder Chicks, and more if you want to stick around with us on Lethal. So don't touch that dial. Forever until finally when it spill together forever, head first down. May I fall asleep forever until finally when it falls back, you kiss me so carelessly. I let the blood spill together forever, head first down. Together forever, head first down.
Stars. I don't know.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and CITR.ca world freaking wide. Welcome back to
Worldwide. Worldwide. You could be anywhere. You could be in Guatemala listening to us. You could be in Seychelles listening to us.
New Rochelle.
You could kind of be anywhere. You could be in Mauritius. Hey, Yaya.
The middle of the Pacific
Yaya
Ocean.
Yaya is not in Mauritius. Yaya is in the studio. We've also got Dalmar in the studio. Yaya's pulling up. Dalmar's pulling up.
Hey.
This is in fact lethal.
You just heard 223 by KFC Murder Chicks and Flesh Produce. Before that, End of December by Burial Etiquette. And starting off with Together Forever, a new single from Thrillium Angels, Frost Children, David Armsdeal, and Verdi.
That was a classic Lethal combo. Like, if you were to go to the Lethal Refresh fast food place drive through and you said, hello, could I get one Lethal Refresh classic combo? It would be that mix that B just dropped for you.
I think that all of the celebrity fast food meals are a complete farce because they do not actually address the fact that most people, when they order from the fast food restaurant, they get like three sandwiches and two chicken nugget, and it's like a freak experience. Like it's carnal. Like
I get three chicken nugget.
Okay,
and a half.
Three and a half chicken nugget. Do you feel full?
No.
Yeah. See, the lethal meal is gonna be just like absolutely just bacchanalian freak stuff. Like we're gonna have.
Ooh, is it cake or is it? I don't know.
No, that's a great idea. Like a fast food meal where they like give you a burger, but you're like not sure if it's burger
or cake. Is it
Chris-orific
or is it cake?
That's a great question.
We could get Chris-orific, and we could cut into him.
Live on air. No, wait. Human sacrifice in Studio A.
Yeah, Ines was talking about this.
I feel like there's not enough of that energy being brought to this space.
Ines, if you're listening, I'd love if you would call in and tell us if you've witnessed any more human sacrifice this weekend.
Keep my eyeball on the call list. Yeah. Hi, Yaya.
Hey, I just walked in.
Welcome.
Hi. I was listening to Rise and Shine by the Cardigans like all morning.
That's awesome.
And Rise also, and Shine. Yeah, literally. And also, I love my favorite springtime phenomenon is seeing cars where you know they like park the car under like a cherry blossom tree, and then it looks like they just came from a wedding or something, just driving down the street.
Yeah, that is really nice.
Yeah,
I really like the transfer of like walking in the sun for a second and feeling really warm and then hitting the shade and feeling actually very cold and then getting back in the sun and feeling warm again.
Yeah,
nice early spring phenomenon. But I think we're gonna need some more tracks.
Okay.
There's new Fontaines. I, ever the Fontaines disliker, will be providing my live tweeted reaction to
this.
I'm
a Fontaines neutraler, so.
I'm a Fontaines enjoyer.
Well, we have the full spectrum represented, so we can come back to that. We got three big juicy tracks, so we'll talk to you in a second.
These notes are the words that she spoke upon the bed as I woke. I loved you so much, but I do not love you enough. I love you so much, but it is not enough. And I gave you all the kisses that I could die. it's the chaos. The prison down. But it's amazing to be young. Wake up and it's back. Reform the ritual that puts me in the pan. Well, I sang from every word I had. Seems like they're never gonna understand the chaos. Brings you down, but it's amazing to be young. Sometimes I wake up and it's that. From the ritual that puts me in the mind. Well, I sang from every word I had. Seems like they're never gonna understand the kind. Brings you down.
Scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
About it. My name is Ewan, and with I Love Yower, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
What's up?
Hey. Everyone say goodbye to Delmar.
Bye, Delmar.
Bye. It's lethal. It's literally lethal.
That new Men I Trust was really fire.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry for the mic stand sounds.
Oh god, these squeaky little
trying
mic
not
stands.
To explode anybody's ears or speakers.
I
am very bad about getting too close to the mic historically. If you go listen to like episodes of my show, I will literally be like sound like the McDonald's intercom, like I'm a little kissy with the mic.
Typically the issue is that people are too far away from the mic almost always.
I'm too
like,
intimate.
Even this is too far away.
I'm too close to that thing. You just heard some tracks. You just heard All My Candles by Men I Trust off of Equus Asinus.
Asinus. Oh, yes, that's a new album.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. This came out March 19. Mm-hmm. Very cool, mm-hmm. Good, and fun. Before that, It's Amazing to Be Young by Fontaine's DC. And before that, Wooden Girl by Bass Victim.
Fire. Cool. Doesn't beat Wooden Girl by Jonathan Lindauer.
Doesn't beat Wooden Girl by
Jonathan Lindauer.
By the wooden mannequin that stands in the JCPenney.
No, it couldn't beat
in,
it.
In Ellensburg, Washington.
Y'all, my legs are so bare today.
They are so bare today.
My legs are covered. I'm giving a glimpse of stocking.
Oh, you have shorts on, Danny. Ugh. I wish. Actually, I do have shorts on under mine.
But I stood up this morning at post-hike yesterday, and my Ooh. Knees like actually buckled. I felt like a little jelly worm.
Mm. Are the calves hurting?
A little bit. I could get for another lap. I'm feeling it.
I really want to go hike up Deep Cove. Jane, I need to actually do that.
Oh my god, I haven't been to Deep Cove in so long.
It'll happen. Maybe when
we're there. I got brunch with my parents there yesterday.
Oh, fun. Lovely.
It was very nice.
Those tracks were really fire. Is A Man I Trust one a new single?
It's just off the album. I know not who put this on the list, but
you
it's,
know not.
It is so fire.
And what about the Fontaines? What's up with that?
I'm pretty sure that's a single.
Yeah, that was a single, standalone single that came out like in February-ish.
Chill.
I actually am like, I'm a shark and there's like, I smell blood in the water, like getting the opportunity to like talk bad about Fontaines DC on the air. I'm going to refrain. I will just say that I like this single and I have tried multiple times to be like, oh, I'm gonna listen to their discography again and this time it'll click a little more. No, never happens for me. But maybe I'll listen to this next single in the sunshine and feel the rays upon my skin, and I'll just maybe everything will be different. Where in Ireland are they from?
I should know this. All over the place, but like the DC is like Dublin City. They all like kind of met in Dublin.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, Dublin boys.
I was listening to Sade in the Sun today.
Oh well, I was at the Brick House and I was chatting with the Irish barback about my semester in Dublin and getting very friendly, and she offered to tell me an Irish joke, which I will now share.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
What is the name of the Irish guy who goes around Dublin breaking up fights? Lee Malone.
Oh.
Lee Malone.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's heat.
So I hope you, if you're driving right now, I hope you didn't crash your car from the comedy of that.
Leave alone.
Thunderbender. We actually do pride ourselves here as a community radio station for being the cause of the majority of traffic accidents in the greater Vancouver area. It's one way or another, it is our fault.
There's got to have been at least one that's happened with CITR playing. Like, being for real. Like,
I think the demographics that on that, I would argue that CITR listeners are statistically predisposed to be more likely to crash their cars than people who might listen to 102.7 The Peak or whatever.
Definitely. You freaks on 101.9 cannot drive.
Hey, if you're listening, what would happen if you just turned the wheel all the way to the right? Right now?
What if you were hanging upside down to our voices?
Like, wouldn't that be crazy?
How's the weather up there?
I'm going to let you reflect on that with some really automotive energy coming from this new Emma Goldman single. And we're getting into that, The Tubs and Weather Day, right this very instant.
Yay.
So stick around.
Yeah. and I lost your phone. Left you in Catford Spoons and you were all alone. You said you never met someone you hate like me. Said you never met someone you hate like me. We need to leave early, cause you are broke and I made you stay. You said you never met someone you hate like me. You never met someone, but the thing is, baby, I knew I'd get away with you. Know that you will change your mind. Know it's only a matter of time. Baby, I know I'll get away with you. Know the words I have to say to make you love me anyway.
You may not try to pinch my Paco jacket, cooperative calligraphy, me and you. Nothing's like what it seems. I know you are suffering, I am too. I will do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
To decolonize your self-care routine, take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Welcome. Anansi Joaquin.
Do Tamse. Ichuao. Iswayao.
Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Unati.
Yektunal. Tah Taitan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Meow.
Those
were great tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was Cooperative Calligraphy by Weather Day. Before that, The Thing Is by The Tubs. And before that, I Seem to Be an Adjective by Emma Goldman. I seem to be a person, so I don't know what Emma Goldman is on about.
That was amazing. Shout out Canadian emo scene.
Yeah.
Actually, quite a lot. I really enjoy just going on the Zegama Beach Records. Zegama Beach. I don't know.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
It's a label. I think they're Vancouver or maybe Vancouver Island based. And they've put out a bunch of stuff. They've put out some Burial Etiquette, some Terry Green. I love Terry Green. They're so awesome. And they sound so good. And so crazy and screamy crazy. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff mm-hmm. coming out. I feel like a lot of that is, you know, very exciting to see live.
Yes.
Especially just, we were talking very briefly about the mixes earlier. And the Emma Goldman, these singles that are coming out all sound really dynamic and really juicy and like an entree. They're very well mixed, especially I Don't Think Much at All, which I would have played had I not played it like a few weeks ago. I'm looking forward to the impending album. I can only assume it's impending. But I think we should keep on chugging because we have but a moment left and more music to play. We've only gone through a few tracks, so we're going to go in with the new Gadfly right now.
Ooh, new Gadfly!
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, and CITR.ca, world freaking wide. You just heard Tendrils by Satia, and before that, Shrink by Gadfly. A song so good, I might have to see my shrink.
Shout out.
But that will, in the duration of one more track, that will conclude Lethal for another week.
Well, we're concluded, so we've got to pass you on to 12:55 to Chris Arifik.
Parts unknown.
You will not find the parts, but you will find joy and friendship.
And love and light.
And love and light.
Well, see you in a week.
See you in a week. Bye.